All right, so now it's over. The final presidential debate, and my president did his thing, and of course I have in here my political commentator, Mr. Warren Valentine. What it do, baby?
What up, Sheena? Looking all good, girl. I tell you, boy.
My president was looking good last night.
You know, the debate was very interesting to me. I watched the debate 5 times.
As usual.
Because I couldn't believe the debate. It was like watching a father teach his kid the rules about a game.
Uh-huh.
Mitt Romney knew nothing. He didn't even take time to look at a map to understand that Syria and Iran wasn't connected. He knew absolutely nothing. If you don't see the difference between these two men... Look, it's bad enough that Mitt Romney is a.k.a. Mitt Nokio because he lies all the time.
And he's you know, he's suffering from Romnesia.
But if you didn't see last night who was in control, who looked presidential, and who looked like they was the authoritative figure, you're missing the boat. If you're undecided, it really comes down to this. If you're an undecided voter, you have to ask yourself 2 things. One, do I want somebody who's been lying to me this whole political season to be president? Or do I want somebody who he's telling me the truth? I may not agree with his truth, but at least he's telling me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing you got to look at is literally who had control over the issues, even with the economy. Because I keep hearing people say, well, Mitt Romney was a successful businessman. He's a successful businessman. Mm-hmm. Let me break this down for you. He was a successful businessman for his investors. For the people who invested in his companies, they made a lot of money. But the workers, he was not a successful businessman because they lost their jobs. They went overseas. So do we measure his success by 10 or 20 people making millions of dollars or 100 and thousands of people losing
their jobs?
See, that's the thing. A successful businessman creates jobs, not money for his investors. So he's not a successful businessman. And he knew nothing about the Middle East. If this man became president, our foreign policy would take a 100-year step backwards and we would be in all kind of wars because he doesn't know anything about it. Not only that, if you really listen to the debate, go back and look at this if you don't believe me, if you're an undecided voter or a Mitt Romney supporter. In a debate, he told President Obama, go to my website. If you go to my website, you'll be able to see in 8 to 10 years, we'll be able to come out this problem. So you telling me that you can't fix the problem for another 8 to 10 years. Why would I give you a job knowing that you can't fix the problem? And at least this guy has stopped us from losing 700,000 jobs a month.
Exactly.
That's what this boils down to. And see, this is the rhetoric that people got to look at, not what Mitt Romney is saying he can do. It's look at what he said he couldn't do. He said he needs 8 to 10 years to fix this problem. Okay, you just said you could create 12 million jobs. If you can create 12 million jobs, then your argument that government shouldn't get involved doesn't fly either, because if you're the president, you're the government.
You're the government.
This is the things that people need to pay attention to. It is clear who needs to win this election. It really is. And it's sad that so many people are caught up in the lies of Mitt Romney, the rhetoric of Mitt Romney. And let me say this to everybody, and this is the truest thing I've ever said. If Mitt Romney becomes president, even if he's successful with the debt, the people who are going to be the collateral damage, just like the investors made the money and the workers got fired and lost their jobs, it's going to be that 47%.
Exactly.
That's who's going to be the collateral damage. That's what it's going to be.
And so make sure you get out and vote. Of course, early voting is still going on now through November 3rd. Go to our website, hiphopnc.com. You can see your early voting locations. Also, one-stop voting. You haven't registered yet. You can register and vote at the same time. November 6th, we have to make it happen. Let your voice be heard.
That's right. I already voted.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Warren Valentine. Once again, my commentator friend, the man with the master plan. Thank you so much, baby.
I'm just trying.
Yeah.